There you go. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy, noon hour, Bad Bunny hour today. Nothing wrong with that. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock. Let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris as he met with the media yesterday. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20. We will talk Georgia football with him in the aftermath of the loss to Alabama on Saturday night, looking ahead to this weekend against Kentucky as well. And an hour away from the AMA, where we will open the phone lines, invite you to call, and encourage you to ask anything you want.
Dog, I did not know that Todd Grantham was still coaching.
Pops up every
yeah,
now and then.
He pops up every now and then.
And I'll be honest,
that,
a lot of times.
Like, when I saw that, I was like, hold yeah. on. He's there now?
A lot of times when I hear that he's there is when I hear that he's not there anymore.
Right.
Like this, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, Oklahoma State parts ways with defensive coordinator Todd Grantham.
Yeah, every time I look at, like, man, Grantham, they getting jobs.
Yeah, it's tough to keep your defensive coordinator job after you give up 69 points in a game.
Yeah.
To a, I don't know. I mean, they're both Power 4 teams.
They are.
Technically.
They are.
They're in slightly different power conferences, but it's all right.
Them and we saw about Virginia Tech. They fired their coach. I saw this morning that the board approved a $229 million four-year deal of as far as, like, infusion for the athletic program at Virginia Tech. Yeah,
well that, I mean, if you want to you want to dig your way out of this hole, that's how you
and
do
they,
it.
I saw I'm assuming it was the president of Arkansas doing his presser after the Sam Pittman, and they asked him straight up, and he's like, no. We did not – basically, Sam Pittman didn't have the resources that he needed to compete in the SEC. You got to have bread.
Yeah, you do.
You got to have bread.
Flat out.
Yeah, you got to have bread.
Flat out.
Yeah, and
you,
so
– You cannot compete.
My thing is then, why'd you you knew this. You knew this. But yet, it kind of said the same thing at Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
You knew this.
What did you
Gundy
expect?
Was hollering this.
Right. That's the whole reason that they got 69 put on him.
Because
Gundy was honest about his lack of resources.
Yes.
And for some reason, Dan Lanning took that personally.
It beat the crap out of him.
Awesome. Like, he just, it's a total Michael Jordan, and I took that personally.
And I took that personally.
Well, he just said what was true, but whatever. It's fine. It's fine. I don't know what you expect if you then admit that you didn't put the amount of resources into it. You thought he was just going to pull rabbits out of a hat all year?
That's what you thought, right? That's what you thought. Oh, okay. Like, or be a better coach. The best coaches in America have that.
They do.
They have all the resources.
They do.
To go and get good players.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Yes. Which is part of why I think kind of as we, we're just in it. So we're getting used to it and learning about this new landscape in college football. I think we have to kind of change our perception of, like, what job is what and who would leave for what and all that stuff. Because I know we were talking about Lane Kiffin in Florida earlier in the week.
Right.
Why leave? Ole Miss is pouring money
into
that program.
Yes, they are. There's no reason to.
Pouring money
into
that
program. Unless you just want to revive a program like the Gators.
But why would you? You already revived this one.
Stay there.
And you're the king of the hill over there.
What does Gainesville have over Oxford?
I've never been to Oxford.
I've been there.
Been to Gainesville.
Exactly.
Nice trees.
Those trees are pretty cool.
Good trees.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
A lot of Spanish moss, like I said. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, those trees are pretty cool.
I don't know. I mean, what would tell you over the last snapshot of time, and maybe things are so different now than you can't even apply the last 10, 15 years to it. I don't know. But what would tell you over the last decade that Florida is
a better job than that one? No, I think you just go by name.
Right.
You like
was.
What?
Sure, was.
They're both in the same. They're both in the SEC.
Yeah.
There is no East or West.
They get the same revenue from the conference.
Yep.
They have demonstrated that their boosters are throwing money at it. They were the first ones to the transfer portal. Like, Lane's dominated that better than almost anybody has. Like, they've been doing that for years now, and people are catching up. So I don't know. He's also happy there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Which is important.
Yes.
As a human being.
Hell yeah.
You know?
You can take all that money. They about to give him another extension.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all season come around. Somebody's floating around. Lane's gonna be I don't think he catches Kirby as far as per year, but he'll be right there.
Oh, he's gonna try.
Yeah, he's gonna damn try. Damn sure is.
That's the Stoops thing, man. Like, he got that big extension not long ago after I don't know who they beat. And then they lost to Vanderbilt like the next week.
Yeah.
And they tried to not announce that they extended him.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't want anybody to know
we
about this.
We don't want anybody to know.
But it's a $38 million buyout that's all due within 60 days of termination.
Yeah, man.
They can't do that.
They got the money.
$38 million in 2 months?
I mean.
Just laying around?
Yeah.
Who are they?
They're Kentucky.
They got.
Kentucky
they
got football.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure someone does. But that's a lot of money to come up with just because you don't like a guy.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Now the thing that always happens when I say stuff like that about programs, people that listen just happen to know all the billionaires that are fans of certain teams.
Right.
So now they're going to tell me, which I appreciate because I don't know. That's one of my blind spots in college football is I don't know what billionaires went where.
Which is why it's great that we have listeners because they know everything.
They're experts on everything.
And they will tell us in a heartbeat.
Like I said that about Arkansas a couple years ago. And they're like, no, the Walmarts and the chicken people. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Walmart, chicken, and Jerry.
Live and learn.
So first pitch for playoff baseball happening in about 19 minutes. Try to hide y'all's excitement. I can see it.
I was telling people to download Prize Picks and get in on the action.
Bet stuff on baseball.
I do. I pull for the Guardians, though. One of my best friends.
There you go.
Loves them. And yeah.
So speaking of them, Guards, Tigers. First pitch is in about 20 minutes. Padres, Cubs, 3 o'clock. That one's on ABC. Red Sox, Yankees tonight, 6 o'clock. And Reds, Dodgers, 9 o'clock p.m. this evening. I'll be sure and let y'all know what happened tomorrow because I'm sure that you won't be watching. Well, there's not a whole lot of sports on tonight anyway, so maybe it's on a TV somewhere.
No.
There's other stuff.
I'll have it on.
There's other stuff.
Yeah, I'll have it
on. It's all good.
I want to see the Reds win. It would be pretty funny if the Dodgers didn't make the playoffs after people said that, well, they made them. But
well, technically,
I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Yeah. It's not really the playoffs.
Well, instead of a play-in game, like the wild card is the best 2 out of 3 now.
And I'm still kind of like how I feel about the NCAA tournament, like those first two games.
Right.
The playoffs will start.
At least they made it a best 2 of 3 instead
of
being
play-in
one game.
It's like the play-in in the NBA, right? Like, those aren't playoffs.
No, this is playoffs. Yeah. Wild card round.
All right.
You know.
Okay.
So, speaking of the Dodgers, it's kind of funny that you called this the Bad Bunny Hour. And look, all we're trying to do is to get people to lighten up a little bit out there. It's a stupid halftime show of the Super Bowl. It only lasts like 20 minutes.
Yes.
Now, look, they're in Santa Clara. Would I have much rather them have Metallica do the halftime show? Sure, I've been clamoring for that for years. But they're not. So I'm going to move on, and it's Bad Bunny. That's going to be fine.
Is that where they're from, Metallica?
They're San Francisco.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it would have been pretty cool to have Bad Bunny, you know, down in Miami or something.
It would have been cool to have E-40 out in San Francisco.
That'd also
cool.
True.
Really cool.
Maybe E-40 and Metallica. That would be the collab everybody's been waiting on.
Yeah.
So,
Enters.
Bro, it'd be awesome. They could do it.
Can't think of an E-40.
What if you just did James Hetfield and he just collabed with a bunch of artists, including E-40? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Who's James? James who?
He's the lead singer of
Metallica.
Oh, okay. I don't know no Metallica.
That's all good.
I know who Metallica is. I would never
E-40, too short. Get him out there.
Freaking awesome.
Keek the Sneak. Probably doing something.
Be great.
Mac Dre, R.I.P. Mac Dre.
And Bad Bunny will also be fine. So speaking of the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman was on New Heights this week, and he talks about, we've known since Freddie was here that his son Charlie always picks his walk-up music. Well, he has continued to do that since being in Los Angeles.
He loves Bad Bunny.
Nice!
He's grown up in clubhouses and Spanish music's all over the place.
That's
we actually
true.
Took him to a Bad Bunny concert in spring training this past year.
Cool,
so
man.
I've had Bad Bunny as my walk-up songs for 4 years. The first year in Dodgers, he picked a different one. He picked Baila Conmigo, which means dance with me. And that's kind of the song we've kept. But then he has another one. He picks Bad Bunny every single year.
Does he speak Spanish? Does he understand the songs?
No. If he knew what Bad Bunny was saying, I don't. I wouldn't allow him to listen to the music anymore.
So there you go.
There you go, Charlie.
Freddie walks out to Bad Bunny.
That's awesome. If your kids picked your walk-up music, what would your walk-up music be right now?
Oh, man. Whoa, that's a great one. I know. Let's see. I don't know. I listen to everything. I sing that song, the walkthrough, all the time by myself. I be feeling like the man when I walk. I sing it all the time, just randomly around the house.
So that could be
they
it.
They probably say that.
Okay, that's a good one. That. I think mine would be the Bluey theme song.
Or Baby Shark.
We don't do that.
They would, well, they. I think that they, so.
That's banned from my home.
Well, I think that Olivia would want to try to be funny with it.
Okay,
because our softballers want to pick out our music if we were to ever play a softball game.
I
we
see.
Always talk about it. You know,
he's kind of off Bluey now, though. He's watching old stuff. Full House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So from the Dodgers to a team that did not make the playoffs. Ha ha. Stupid Mets. Yes, we can rival in our glory of them not making the playoffs. Absolutely. How would y'all feel though? You know, we talked about it yesterday after the Mets were eliminated. Pete Alonso very abruptly or very quickly, told him that he wasn't coming back and he's not picking up his player option.
Which he shouldn't.
So now there's speculation. Some people want the Braves to go pick up Pete Alonso. I don't think they would pay for him. Tara and I had this conversation last night. You know, if they were to sign Pete Alonso to come DH for this team, how would y'all feel about it?
Supportive?
I don't care. As long as he can, play.
Yeah, she's not a Pete Alonso fan. He's a cringy individual. I think the same way. What?
I guess I don't know much about him. I know he hits bombs.
Well, yeah.
He's just a very cringe. Just watch him play baseball. He's just a very weird. He does weird stuff.
Okay.
When he talks, he says weird things.
Like what?
But I told Tara, I'm like, I don't think you'd feel that way if he came and played for us, and especially after he hit his home run, you'd be in love with him.
Yeah.
Right after he crosses home plate.
It's all pretty
simple,
right?
We try to overcomplicate it.
No, you don't.
He ain't done nothing like for me to be like, no, don't go get Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
No, sure, he'd be a fine DA.
Yeah.
You can be as weird as you want and playing good.
Yes.
Okay? Pretty much.
Yeah. He could you know, vindicate himself by taking off that crap.
Is there a player that in baseball, like, you were like, no, you can't go get him?
I didn't like that guy from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, for me, it's Alec Boehm. But if they went and got Alec Boehm.
What I'm saying is.
I was going to say the guy legal stuff.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Like, he can come help you. He's a great.
Yeah.
What? I thought about Boehm.
100%.
Because I thought about the Marshawn Lattimore. Because his time is almost up there watching it.
Yeah. He's not playing very well.
Could he come back to the Falcons? Could he come to the Falcons?
Lattimore?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm always wondering about
it. It would be hilarious, actually.
Yeah,
especially if Cam
Jordan Falcons.
He set the record for most games played by a Saint like
Cam's
2 weeks
near
ago.
His last years in the NFL.
Yeah. Sure, but it would still be funny as hell.
It'd be funny as hell. He signed with the Bears. Yeah.
So somebody that just recently did also take off his uniform and has been vindicated for his past discretions, 50 Cent. So you remember when Fitty versus the Pirates threw out the first pitch and almost hit a cameraman? Cameraman had a duck. It's been regarded as the worst first pitch ever.
You think he did it on purpose for publicity?
Nope.
No.
I don't think so. Nope. Well, Fitty recently put on a Savannah Banana uniform over the weekend and unveiled his new drink with the Savannah Bananas, the Branson Banana Blast, because Fitty's cognac has been unveiled as the official cognac of the Savannah Bananas.
That dude know he kind of make money.
So he... Did a little ditty before the game started. Then he threw out the first pitch and he nailed it.
I bet he would like that phrasing.
You say he did a little ditty.
I know what you meant.
Probably not the right word.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know that. A ditty is like a little tune.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard that before.
Yeah. So he sang a song before the game. Then he threw out the first pitch.
Never heard that before.
People are probably going to stop using that phrase.
Yeah, that's why you said he did a little ditty.
I would imagine so.
I was like, a little ditty.
And he would be the last person because he does not.
So the
like
common
that,
denominator
man.
Here, now that 50% can throw out a first pitch accurately, has to have been the Mets uniform. So.
Oh.
We get the last laugh.
It was so bad. I wonder.
It was bad as hell.
It was horrible.
The guy that kept throwing at Ronald? Yeah,
he's washed up.
But he's also
not good anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Is he good?
There's been so many examples of players that were hated by fans. Like Johnny Damon became a Yankee.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Not Sam Pittman. What's his name? Petrino's the head coach of Arkansas again.
Yes.
Anybody can go anywhere.
Anybody can go.
Tom Glavine became a Met.
Tom Glavine was a Met. Anybody can go anywhere. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams will join us to talk some college football, some Georgia football at 1:20. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.